On a cold, wintry March afternoon, Iraq War veteran Harvey Kanter is fighting back tears as he fights to create a keepsake that reminds him of the friends he lost.
You don't forget the names, and you don't forget how it happened or anything.
The names he won't forget on the Mideast Conflict's Wall Memorial in Marseilles, Illinois, belong to three men Kanter served with in the U.S. Army at the height of the insurgency in Iraq. Casualties of an unpopular conflict, Kanter says, is fading from America's collective memory. A poll conducted by the Huffington Post website and YouGov in January indicated 52% of Americans thought the 2003 invasion of Iraq was a mistake. 55% of those who responded said the war was not worth fighting.
I never want to see, you know, somebody look at it that say, hey, it was a mistake, it was worthless, when you have all those lives that were lost.
Two of John Bartoszewicz's sons served in the military, but neither served in Iraq. While he says he supported the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, he was also relieved when Americans left in 2011.
But if they would have just pulled out without setting a goal and reaching that goal, then I would have felt that it was worthless because all those lives were lost and you can't put a value on that.
A common phrase was, you know, we don't support the war, we support our troops. And I think that's very important that you have to remember the distinction.
University of Chicago researcher Matthew Schweitzer is the creator of the blog Post-War Watch, which analyzes the legacy of U.S. military involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says U.S. public opinion shifted dramatically during the U.S. troop surge in Iraq in 2005.
It came too late to really sway people's opinions after they saw hundreds of thousands of Iraqis dying and U.S. soldiers, many U.S. soldiers dying for what seemed to be an unattainable goal.
It's hard to change anyone's opinion about, you know, what is freedom, what is democracy, what's the price you pay for it.
It is a price Jerry Tirando is keenly aware of. His son Joshua paid the ultimate sacrifice, killed by a sniper's bullet in 2005 in Iraq. Jerry Tirando is now among a majority of Americans who view the war unfavorably.
I guess all wars come back to politics. A nation without a heart to win, or a government without the will, we're just wasting our time.
Joshua's name is now etched on the marble of the Mideast Conflict's Wall Memorial, a permanent reminder of what the war cost Jerry Tirando and his family.
I would do anything to have him alive again, but I'm proud of him for what he did, for the sacrifice he made, and I only wish the rest of America could appreciate that and the sacrifices of all the others whose names are on that wall.
Kane Faribault, VOA News, Marseilles, Illinois.